Did you guys watch The Royal Wedding?
Oh, I watched parts of it. I don't have TV.
We did, because we all woke
about
up.
The British royalty.
Did it stream live on, like, YouTube or something?
You know what it is?
It was all over the news.
No.
Oh, my God, Forrest. But it happened at, like, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I missed stupid. It.
We all woke up, like, all hungover as shit.
The same night.
Yeah, it was great. It was an awesome...
But, I mean,
Amy won, like, $9 and Kara won, like, 12.
Why can't we have a king and queen in America?
We don't need a king and queen.
Or a king and king. Or a queen and queen. I don't care.
Could they just be drag queens? Because that'd be just fucking shit.
That too.
Just can RuPaul just be the queen of America? I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
Hell
yeah. You better work.
Welcome to the Darker Side Podcast, where we delve into the darker side of our existences. The morbid, the macabre, the spooky, and the absurd are all fair game as we discuss murder, UFOs, cryptid, creepypasta, the paranormal, and the dark depravity of the human soul. I am David, and with me as always is Forrest, Rachel, and John. How the hell are you guys today?
Fantastic.
It's a beautiful day. Half of us are hungover.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Ready to go.
Are, yeah.
Drinking a really nice
I'm
beer.
I'm not one of you. That feels good.
My liver hurts.
Oh, Rachel party hardied this weekend.
Oh, yeah. She went on a ladies' weekend.
Fuck yeah, I did.
Got tipsy with her girls
that
all weekend.
That shit gets crazy.
Oh, yeah. I bet.
Which is all kinds of, like, impromptu dance parties and...
Oh, yeah.
I love going on, you know, Sausage Fest getaways.
You Yeah, you do.
Right? Oh, good Lord, guys. All right, today we're going to start with Today in History, the Darker Side Edition. We're recording this episode on May 20th, 2018.
Wait, it's May 20th?
Still, yeah. 2018.
It is still 2018.
My birthday is in 6 days.
Hey, happy birthday early.
Fuck yeah.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you.
In the year 325, the First Council of Nicaea is formally opened, starting the first ecumenical council of the Christian Church.
Oh.
Yeah, in 325.
Wow. Nicaea, perfect.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Nice and to see you.
Yeah, it's all been downhill from there. In 1631, the city of Magdeburg in Germany is seized by forces of the Holy Roman Empire, and most of its inhabitants are massacred in one of the bloodiest incidents of the 30 Years' War. That was in 1631. Those Romans really did like to just massacre and devastate populations throughout history.
They had a thing, they had a style. You know, they brought it wherever they went.
And they went. In 1645, Yangzhou Massacre, the 10-day massacre of 800,000 residents of the city of Yangzhou, part of the transition from the Ming to the Qing dynasties.
Hmm.
So dynasty changes are tough. You remember when the Cowboys started losing? A lot of people got pretty heartbroken.
And then that other dynasty grew, like San Francisco, and then, you know, eventually New England.
The New England Patriots.
Exactly. And that was in a lot later in history. 1883, I'm not sure if you guys have ever heard of this island. It's probably one of the most famous islands in the history of the world. Krakatoa?
Yeah. Oh, nice, yeah.
Yeah, it begins to erupt, and this is the 1800s version of their 535 AD that it exploded and basically caused an ice age.
Shit.
Krakatoa begins to erupt, the volcano explodes 3 months later, killing more than 36,000 people living in that area.
Wow.
Here's what's interesting about that. You read Charles Dickens, he talks about snow in London.
Mm-hmm.
It's Krakatoa.
It doesn't snow in London. It was Krakatoa actually cooled the earth down by a couple of degrees, and there was more snow and stuff like that, so it really made those Victorian era novels more brutal.
Yeah, it created more a brutal ice age in the upper European, like, because the volcanic ashes got in there and circled around the earth.
Damn.
Yeah, like you said, cooled it down.
In Bless you.
1940, the Holocaust, the first prisoners arrive at the new concentration camp, Auschwitz.
Fuck.
Yeah. Never a pleasant thought. We all know what happened there. In 1969, the Battle of Hamburger Hill in Vietnam ends. I'm not sure if you guys know how Hamburger Hill actually got its name.
No.
Do you guys know?
Mm-mm.
I do know. John, I saw the movie.
Oh, God. So basically, Somebody had described the experience at this place.
Rutrow.
And what he said was that it looked like it was just hamburger all over the hill.
As
in, both sides got... There was a lot of massacring going on, and I think the Vietnamese in that battle anyway, so...
Da Nang.
Yeah, Da Nang. Or Dang. Dang. In 1983, the first publication of the discovery of the HIV virus that causes AIDS in the Journal of Science by Luc Montagnier in 1983. So it was like they knew it was happening years before that, but originally, you know.
It's because they made it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to lie.
Conspiracy.
No, he's not going to lie.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Everybody drink. Except for those who aren't drinking.
Here's to you, Freddie Mercury.
Oh, we're all drinking here. Oh. Yeah. Never mind. To the point I wanted to say was my mom at the time was living in Newark, New Jersey. She had a few gay friends, and at that time frame, they were dropping like flies in the gay community.
The gay cancer.
Haven't you seen Philadelphia?
To be honest, no.
Oh, really?
I need to.
Oh, that's a good flick.
If only for the Bruce Springsteen song. I mean, yeah. That's yeah, next level. You're from New Jersey.
Yeah, South Jersey.
If only, right?
If only.
Good Lord. In 1989... the Chinese authorities declare martial law in the face of pro-democracy demonstrations, setting the scene for the Tiananmen Square massacre.
Man, I want to talk to that dude that stood in front of the tank.
Except for you, Forrest. You were not alive during that event.
You didn't miss anything.
We watched it on the TV going, what the hell is going on? Why are people crazy?
I saw
and
a
our
picture
parents
my...
were like, it's because of the liberals, or it's because of the conservatives. It's because they're friggin' communists. They're communist bastards.
It's because totalitarian China probably sucked.
There was a picture in my history book.
Probably.
It might have sucked. Yeah, the picture of the guy in the white shirt standing in front of the tanks, like iconic.
Mm-hmm.
And he did not really plan on making it through that day. That was impressive. It was one guy against a tank. It's beautiful to see.
Yeah, that's true faith in your cause. Yes,
yeah, saw it in like fourth grade or something like that.
Yeah.
In 2013. And we probably all remember this. An EF5 tornado strikes the Oklahoma City suburb of Moore, killing 24 people and injuring 377 others.
Flattening the city.
Yeah, it was a huge tornado.
It looked like a bomb went off. Right through the city, school, everything. It was heartbreaking. Why'd you bring that up? That's terrible.
Well, it's a darker part of our history.
But it sucks.
I might be wrong, but... was the movie Twister about that?
No. Twister was way earlier than
this.
Oh,
no.
This was recent.
This happened five years ago.
We gotta turn back. We gotta get the research.
I love that movie, though.
Was it Dorothy?
Dorothy.
Yeah. We gotta get the research.
We gotta get... roll the maps. Don't fold them. Roll the maps.
I loved him in Club Dread. I loved him in Club Dread.
All right, well, that is the Today in History Darkest Side Edition. Thanks,
Thanks, yeah. History.
Thanks, awesome. History.
Thanks, history, for always being there.
and brightening up our days.
Some of us refuse to learn from you and are doomed to repeat you.
And those are the people that we elect as our leaders.
Yep,
certainly.
I've got a creepypasta here. I don't think we've had one in a little while. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yay, creepypasta.
And, I looked up micro creepypastas the other day, so...
micro creepypastas?
Small?
Like it's a grower, but not a shower?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with smaller stuff.
Smaller pasta?
Smaller pasta.
They call me rigatoni.
Nice to meet you, too.
More like capellini.
Oh, my God.
It was all macaroni until I had the operation, and now everything's A-okay.
It's straight as an arrow. What are those little potato...
gnocchi?
Gnocchis.
I'm more like a...
gnocchi. Oh, gnocchi is huge in Jersey. I love gnocchi.
So you got a huge gnocchi.
Yeah.
Gnocchi.
All right. The title of this creepypasta is called We Found Heaven, and It Was Empty.
Dun, dun, dun.
Nearly three decades ago, work had begun on a machine that could punch a hole through the fabric of reality. A hole straight through to another reality and beyond. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
The idea was that with the right circumstances, we could find a universe with limitless energy. This would make up for the unimaginable amounts of power that the machine took up and the irreparable damage it would likely do to Earth and the surrounding solar system. But if we found a universe at the very beginning of its creation, we'd have unfathomable amounts of raw, undefined energy that lasts for a couple billion years. And at the same time, scientists would be able to study the universe that followed entirely different laws of physics from our own. A few years before I was born, this was accomplished, with this limitless energy expanding technology beyond anything possibly before it, and solving most of the world's problems. War, and struggle had been an all-time low. Wow. Until a group of religious extremists tried to use the machine to prove the existence of God. This started a war, one of the largest uproars in history. Nearly every single religion turned on the small group of 30 people protected by the United States government. Wow. Some were scared that their God would be proven false, and some thought it wrong to try to prove their God real rather than simply having faith. But in the end, there was no war. World leaders would not attack the U.S., which supplied their power, and the countries who did were often too small to do any major damage. The machine was set to search for a universe with the coordinates of various holy numbers from the Christian Bible. For weeks it searched, finding nothing. Different combinations inputted it every time a search failed, until a little over 4 months ago, January 19th, 2234, we found heaven. There was nothing else it could be. It was a reality of endless sky, nothing but clouds and blue as far as the eye could see. As far as any creature, machine, or natural entity could go, the air was breathable, fresh, and sweet even. And the light was dim and not too dark to see, and it was entirely empty. The only thing of note were red lakes. Every cloud had them, and they were incredibly fresh. They were still rippling upon entering the universe. Some, in fact, hadn't even fallen to the ground yet. The first three and even claimed they looked humanoid for a second. The damage to our world upon opening the portal was irreparable and devastating, but we know now the damage to the other world is 1,000 times worse. So weird.
It sounds like a prog rock concept.
Right? Doesn't it not?
It made my hands sweaty.
What, finding...
the story.
Like, just the concept of, trying to look for other worlds, universes, and destroying ours in the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of a scary thing.
It's kind of what we do.
It kind of reminds me of the Cloverfield paradox.
That or...
I haven't seen it yet.
Really? Fringe, that's a good one. Fringe. Yeah. Yeah.
That show kind of delved into that a lot. But, thanks, Creepypasta.
Noise.
Fringe jumped the shark the third season, I have to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did kind of jump the shark. All right, guys. Well, that was our Creepypasta segment. I kind of hope you enjoyed it. It was a bit of a weird one.
I did too.
There was a lot of pasta.
Yeah, there was a lot of pasta. All right, so we're gonna get into the darker side news stories. Rachel, do you have a news story for us today?
I certainly do. This is brought to you by Fox. On May 7th, 2018, Florida man accused of trying to burn several sex offenders to death at a motel.
Oh my God! I read about this.
An honorable thing, I think.
I guess.
If you talk to certain people who have been offended by sex offenders,
but and of course it's in Florida.
They pissed in their soup.
Right. But I have to say though, there's a lot of sex offenders that are sex offenders that should not be sex offenders.
According to some of our laws.
So here's the story. Yeah. I can't say the name of the county. Osceola. I think it's
Osceola.
Osceola, thank you.
You're most welcome.
County, Florida. A man is accused of trying to burn several sex offenders to death at a Florida motel.
Oh my God.
Jorge Porto Sierra, age 50, was arrested and charged with 4 counts of attempted premeditated murder. Porto Sierra confessed to the crime and said he arrived to the motel to, quote, barbecue all the child molesters on fire and kill them.
So well,
super metal.
His authorities said the suspect broke a window at a room in the Friendly Village Inn in Kissimmee, Florida.
The Friendly Village.
Jesus Christ.
The Friendly Village Inn.
The Friendly Village Inn.
Dewdrop Inn at the Dewdrop Inn.
and to pour gasoline inside. Witnesses said he screamed, "I'm going to kill you, child molester," and started throwing gasoline on the room's front door while carrying a cigarette.
Oh, good. Smart.
Yes. He also accused of pouring gasoline on a car. At least two of the four victims are confirmed sex offenders, and the suspect has been jailed in Osceola County without bond. Deputies asked him why he didn't carry his threats out, and Porto Sierra reportedly responded by saying, "You got here too soon."
Oh, yeah. Wow. My lighter didn't work. I had to go across the street to the store.
I'm just trying to figure out why he would do something. There's obviously some reason why he wants to kill a sex offender.
Oh, of course.
He could be probably one of those people who were molested and just can't handle it anymore.
Yep. You know, two out of four.
That's bad.
It's probably one of those motels where you know, it's got like a small kitchenette.
Or like, yeah, that's
rent by the week kind of
address, so they have to register.
Yeah, because they have
to have.
Or maybe a guy ran into his crotch with his hand. He got a little excited.
It happens.
He was surprised.
Very well.
You know, I was at Wendy's the other day, and we can keep going.
Johnny, what do you got for a news story for us, bud?
I have a lovely story about a lottery winner from Illinois. He was arrested for getting $224,000 worth of manure dumped on his former employer's property only 2 weeks after he won $125 million and quit his job.
I mean, hey, that's not a bad amount of money to spend on that type of...
Is his mugshot picture... Is that the one where he's laughing?
Oh my God, he's legitimately like, having the time of his
head
life.
Head thrown back, big ass smile on his face.
We got to post that.
Super proud of what he did.
He's probably like, "I'm just going to hire Johnny Cochran and make this go away."
Right.
I guarantee you for another $200,000 and a little bit of cleanup, the lawn will be green.
Yep.
And everybody's going to be happy. The thing's going to go away.
Yep. And maybe a little bit of a fine.
Oh, go on, John. So...
Yeah, dozens of trucks filled with manure showed up in the front yard of the house around 6 o'clock this morning. He began dumping their smelly cargo all over the property's lawn. I mean, I don't even know if we need to continue. It just says it all.
Yeah, but is he? I was just curious if he's going to be fined or anything for that. Either way, it doesn't matter, like you said. It's just hilarious. It's even no matter what this employer did to him, he's getting the retribution he's always wanted.
So there's a great quote. It says, the accused told us he'd worked for the victim for 17 years and was treated like shit. So turnabouts being fair play, I as a juror would just let this guy go. I'd be like, "That's funny. Thank you for the day off.
You're gonna pay him a fine and us a fine and go away."
Yeah, pretty much.
He does now have, $128 million?
$125 million, yeah.
Either way, it's worth it in my opinion.
Hell yeah.
Forrest, what do you got, buddy?
I got so we're gonna be a little bit more serious here for sure. With getting a little bit darker. Story is U.S. government is ignoring UFO sightings, says former Pentagon insider, and this is as of 5:20 by the Independent.
Yeah, I mean, yes.
I mean, that's MUFON symposium's all about the fact that the U.S. is ignoring the threat of alien viruses and so on and so forth.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
Morgellons.
They've known about these UFOs for years, and they're still hiding them, even though they're supposed to be, like, an open...
Well, this article's mentioning that they're not even reporting it. Like, they're seeing these things, they're just making a joke out of it, and I could read into it.
You can't follow a paper trail if there isn't one.
Yep. And I can read into this. The government needs to do far more to investigate reports of unexplained objects flying around the sky, wrote Christopher Mellon, who served Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Intelligence in the Bill Clinton and George W. Bush administrations. A number of videos of U.S. pilots encountering unexplained objects appear to suggest that there exists aircraft far superior to anything known to be held by America or its allies, said Mr. Mellon, who is now part of the Stars Academy of Arts and Science, an organization devoted to investigating such phenomena. Those might not be the work of alien civilizations, but if they are not, they appear to suggest that another earthbound country, such as China or Russia, has technology that we do not know about.
Well, which is kind of scary if you think about it, obviously.
Well, either way, it's a major fucking threat.
Yeah, and to not disclose this or to not report it
yep.
is a goddamn fucking shame. To all of us sitting here worrying about yep. these things, the people who literally are worrying about the outer world
there's even
invasions,
a video.
I swear, the biggest threat to, you know, our nation's security is that they're terrified of a mass hysteria. Mm. That's mm-hmm. what it is.
I think we're intelligent enough to deal with
no,
it.
We're not.
No, no.
A person is intelligent, people are really stupid. Oh. Get a bunch of people together, they yeah. instantly get dumb.
Oh yes.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Of course they're going to keep shit hidden.
And segueing into right where you first said something right just now, either way, the strange and unexplained videos appear to suggest that there is something that urgently needs to be investigated. But up and down the chain of command in the Pentagon, people are anxious about treating the bizarre videos as connected events rather than strange individual occurrences, he claimed. He says, if these craft mean that Russia, China, or some other nation is concealing an astonishing technological breakthrough to quietly extend its lead, surely we should respond as we did then, Mr. Mellon wrote in the Washington Post. Perhaps Russian President Vladimir Putin's recent chest-thumping claims about propulsion... Breakthroughs,
propulsion,
yeah. breakthroughs yes. are not pure braggadocio.
Interesting.
Or if these craft really aren't from Earth, then the need to figure out what they are is even more urgent.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Go. Oh, yeah.
And I will stop there.
Well, even if they were of this planet, we still need to figure out what the hell they are.
Fuck yeah! And it's just like there's been the article does mention there has been some case studies. Even other articles online you can search for that since 2016, the number of reports of these unusual things have gone down drastically.
Now, I think there are a couple videos, and I think one of them was attached to this article of some audio and actual visual.
I have it on here.
Yeah, and I think you wanted to add it to the segment, so I think yeah. we should add that video. And then there is another one that I think you should look into. Actual footage of them saying, wow, that, you know, this could very well be a UFO. And they just released that about 3 or 4 months ago.
Oh, shit. So there's the two planes in Arizona that saw the, yeah. that interesting floating thing in the sky.
One was we covered back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
And but there's a couple of those videos that maybe you should add the video. Just look it up and do that for sure.
And this is some audio that I would definitely include.
Yeah, absolutely. So, at the end of this, that news story, you know, or right now.
Right now, yeah.
Dude, there's a fucking drone on, bro. There's a whole fleet of them. Look on the ASA. My gosh. They're all going against the wind. The wind's 120 knots to the west. Oh, I think, dude. That's not our LNS, though, is it? It's not.
It is LNS, dude.
Well, if there's like
a that thing,
it's rotating.
Holy shit, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
That's crazy. I mean, and if you were looking at the video, you would see down in the bottom corner
mm-hmm.
when they actually were targeted on. The thing in that first video, first audio that you shed, yep. you showed, was when they get excited is when they actually literally targeted on to the, yep. the thing. And if you look down in the bottom right-hand corner mm-hmm. is the speed that thing is going at.
It's going so it is fucking going fast.
Very fast.
Oh my god.
And I think that they're a few thousand feet above it so that they could actually register it, but it is going so fast.
Oh my god.
All right, Forrest, thanks for that news article.
Thank you.
All right, it's time for my news article, and this is from The Mirror. It's teen obsessed with male sacrifice held pillow over lover's head before plunging knife into his chest during sex while dressed as a clown.
Okay.
This is so fucked up.
That's a lot.
A teen observed, obsessed with murder and male sacrifice, held a pillow over her lover's head before plunging a knife into his chest during sex, a court heard. Zoe Adams, 17, who was fascinated by serial killers, dressed as a clown while victim Karen Bewick, 18, lay in bed before asking if he was prepared to be tied up.
She's part of the Addams family.
Yeah, Jane Wayne Gacy.
Jane Wayne Gacy.
Da-da-da-da.
When he refused, she asked him to put a pillow over his head to make it kinkier and said, trust me, then stabbed him in the chest, arm, and thigh with a 10-inch blade, said Robert Wines Jr., prosecuting. Kieran described the attack in a police interview shown at a Carlisle courthouse. He told how Adams first appeared in clown made up as he laid in bed. She said, "Does it scare you?" And I said, "No. Can you go and wash it off?" He said. There's an article with a picture of a young gentleman. He looks like a very British teenage boy.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
He looks like Ron Weasley, but like who has a kind of like a cigarette and maybe possible alcohol problem.
Yes.
So Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
She was just standing there staring at me, and I kept repeating, "Can you go and wash it off?" She had diamond eyes and a Joker mouth with red lipstick and, on the lips, and she had her hands behind her back.
I mean, that sounds so hot. It really does.
Oh, my God.
Until the knife. The knife's a little too far.
Yeah, but she has her hands behind her back the whole time.
Everything else is pretty good.
She had a weird smirk on her face. Kieran had a clown phobia. So this gentleman had a clown phobia.
Uh-oh. Oh, geez. That's what makes it dangerous.
And she joked about it being the Kieran killer outfit. Later, she gave up close and asked, "What will you let me do to you?" She said, "I can tie you to the bed." I said, "No." It goes on to say that they had smoked some cannabis. Finally, they had sex. And during that sex, she put a pillow over his head, and she stabbed him in those three areas.
It's because he forgot the safe word. he was supposed to be like, utopian society, and
but
he would have stopped.
But he did say no, John. He said no, but probably, you know.
No doesn't mean no until you use the safe word.
Oh, God.
You'd be like, Albuquerque!
You said her makeup was triangular?
What?
Her makeup?
Yeah.
Was triangular? Yeah. So apparently this is a thing, because if I don't know if you've ever read into John Wayne Gacy, but a clown's makeup is very distinct and it's very symbolic. So anything with sharp points is unacceptable in the real clown world. That's why you always notice they have rounded.
Pogo?
Yeah. Yeah. His was, had the triangles and the very pointed smile.
Yeah.
Which is symbolic of like evil.
Or an homage to John Wayne Gacy himself.
Interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. Interesting. Yes. Interesting. All right. Well, that was my news story, everybody.
Nice.
Good Lord. I could not imagine being in the throes of, you know, teenage fuckery and then having.
Oh, man.
Having a fucking knife stab in my chest.
Come on, Jill, stop clowning around.
just get it out of her. She'll
Good
be fine.
Lord.
Wow.
Yeah, get All it right. out of her. Of course she would be fine. At this time...
Did they break up, do you think?
Who knows, dude? They're young.
Mm.
At this time, we're going to dive deeper.
Fuck yeah.
Literally.
As we do what we do on the DCP... Johnny is going to figuratively, and today, as we never do, literally going to dive deeper into the darker side segment. Cryptid Corner Edition.
Yeah, cryptids.
Johnny, what do you got for us today?
So, being from New England and a frequenter of the wonderful breweries and ski slopes of Vermont, it became time to discuss Lake Champlain's very own lake monster, Champ.
Or Champy.
Oh, God.
Or Champy.
Depending on who you ask.
Mm-hmm. I've seen some videos, man. It's fucked up.
It is.
Champy, Champy, Champ.
Indeed. So Lake Champlain is on the northeast U.S. border. It includes New York and Vermont and a little bit of Quebec. It is the sixth largest lake at 15 miles at its widest and 125 miles long. It is roughly 500 square miles, and it is 400 feet deep in some spots. So we are diving deeper.
Literally.
There are two cities, Plattsburgh, New York, and Burlington, Vermont, where you can get delicious beer, hashtag foam brewery.
Nice.
So
Shout
good.
Out.
Anyway, it's a sportsman's paradise. It's loaded with fish, aquatic activities. There's a beautiful, if you go to Burlington, there's a beautiful boardwalk you can walk down that leads right to Foam Brewery. But lurking deep in the water, there may be something else. So, deep in the lake, there just might be a monster. Some say it's a giant prehistoric beast that has been witnessed by more than 300 people over four centuries.
Wow.
As we said, the monster's called Champ, and the first sighting is actually attributed to Samuel D. Champlain, whom the lake was named after, in 1609. And according to the legend, De Champlain described this monster as a 20-foot serpent, as thick as a barrel, with a head like a horse. Another description comes from 1819, and it was from a captain aboard a scow in Port Henry who alleged that he saw a black monster in the water 180 feet long with eyes like peeled onions.
I think it said it had, like, sharp teeth and...
Oh, we'll get there. Yeah, so...
Oh, jeez.
I don't know what an eye like a peeled onion is, but...
A peeled onion.
He was crying. He was deep frying the shit. I don't know. It has also been described as being up to 30 feet long, weighing several tons. Greenish brown, no scales, and several humps, having a black neck and head. It was so well known that P.T. Barnum offered a $20,000 reward in 1873 to anyone who could capture Champ, dead or alive.
I mean, when Barnum puts out a proclamation, people flock to it. Because he's got the money, they know he's got the money.
He wanted it for his collection for the World's Fair.
Who the fuck did
he? I bet.
I mean, he was the richest one, so of course. And he was also the sickest one. He would have done anything for that fucking
dead or alive.
Exactly. Yep.
He'd make shoes out of it.
He was a sick fucker. We could do a P.T. Barnum episode for sure.
Fuck yeah.
Add that to the list.
Yeah.
Dead or alive. I'm sorry, I love Bon Jovi. Bon Jovi.
Yeah, Jersey boy. It was so well known that I said that. 20th century fame arose around 1930 when they upgraded Highway 22, which really increased the sightings. People would go for vacation and drive down this beautiful new road and look at the lake. This is when the name Champ really came into its own. Perhaps the best evidence for Champ was a photograph taken by Sandra Mancy in 1977. In his book, John Kirk wrote in his book, Domain of the Lake Monsters, that the monster of Lake Champlain has the distinction of being the only lake monster of whom there is a reasonably clear photograph. It is extremely good evidence of an unidentified lake-dwelling animal.
Mm-hmm.
When did he say this?
This was in the 80s, I believe.
I think they did an FBI... I was reading something about it where an FBI gentleman and another... intelligence person looked at this photo in the 2000s, maybe 2008, and they both said the same exact thing, that there is no way that this is a fake picture.
This is definitely not a fake picture. To be fake, they would have had to have built whatever that was.
Right.
Now, we can discuss as to what we think it actually is, but it is a solid thing. That much people agree on.
Yeah.
To this day, people still think it's fake.
Yeah, but refutable evidence and people who've been, you know, photography experts for years,
yeah.
Probably combined experiences of maybe 100 years have all said not fake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not fake. Since 1977, not fake. I am not fake since 1978.
Right. I believe it. People just don't want to look
at it. 79 for myself, yeah.
So Sandra Mancy was said to have been driving around the lake with her family in 1977. They decided to stop their car and, you know, go down to the lake, and she had kids. They wanted to play, throw some rocks in the water, whatever.
Are they in Vermont or New York at this time?
They were in the northern part. That's a great question. That is a great question.
I think they're on the Vermont side.
They might have been in New York. They weren't in Canada. So one of the things that's interesting about Sandra is she doesn't exactly know where they were. She says it was about 2 hours from her house.
Right.
Interesting. So
how young was she when this happened?
I don't know her age, but she doesn't look all that old. She looks like she's in her 50s or 60s. Okay. So she had young children at the time. So she didn't exactly know. They were just kind of driving around, killing some time on the weekend.
Yeah.
They decided to stop the car, go down to the lake.
This was before Waze, so she has no clue.
Right. Oh, certainly. No GPS, no trip. Maybe triptychs by AAA, if you guys remember those.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, they decided to stop their car and go down and chill out by the lake. And when she looked out there, she saw something. And what she saw made her, and this is by her own account, drop to her knees and immediately take a photograph. Whoa. And this is that iconic photograph that that you guys are looking at. And again, if you're driving your car, I would pull over first and Google the Sandra Mancy photograph of Champ.
That looks like a pretty real picture of Champ.
It certainly does.
Wow.
So the photograph was actually taken to the New York Times, and they had analysts take a look at it back in the 1970s, and it was determined to be real and not a fraud.
I would not swim in that lake.
Yeah, they got other stuff in that lake, too. So, Mansi's description said that the head was about 6 feet above the water. Its length was 12 feet. There were three large humps that looked like tires sticking out of the water. Hmm. So, what is it? Some say it's a plesiosaur.
That's exactly what it looks like.
Plesiosaur?
A plesiosaur. So it's a dinosaur that was found on every continent. It had a long neck, a short body with fins and a tail.
So another plesiosaur type of creature across the pond, is there not?
There certainly is. Yeah, old Nessie.
Yeah,
old Nessie. So the descriptions of Champ are really more like a plesiosaur than a whale if you were starting to think in that line.
Okay.
And there are further sightings that support this. In 1990, Christine Hebert, who owned a marina, had two Champ sightings. Here's her account, and I quote, "We just put the walk out, and you'll see the lamp. Now the lamp is right where he came out. He came out to the light, and he stopped, where the new cement ramp is. He looked all around, and even though I looked at him, I couldn't even see him moving. And then finally he turned around and went out in the lake. He wasn't lying down in the water. His head stuck up. He looked like a dinosaur. His head was up, maybe the head and the body, and it went into the water. And then there was a hump. He was pea green. He looked all moldy to me. And that's all I could think of. But I was so tired, I didn't realize what I saw. Maybe a week or two later, my mother was with me.
Oh, I would have run screaming like a bitch.
Oh, my God.
A dinosaur.
You can tell reading this, she's having a hard time describing it.
Maybe, creepy. It's still creepy, though.
Maybe a week or two later, my mother was with me in the window up in the right. And the same thing happened again, only this one that came out of the water was smaller, and it was brown. It was not pea green.
Interesting. Whoa. Maybe a juvenile?
Yeah.
So, it is known
which would make it look like more like the murky water.
Like a hybrid? It would be like a hybrid type
interesting
thing?
Interesting. No, I bet it was a juvenile. That's interesting. Cool. Hmm.
And we'll get to that. You've got to have more than one of these things for it to have perpetuated this long.
Yeah,
right?
Especially for decades.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, it is known that at one time, Champlain was part of the ocean. They did find a 1,200-year-old beluga whale fossil buried 8 feet deep in the mud in Charlotte, Vermont.
Interesting.
Yeah. So salt water had once existed in the Champlain Valley 11,000 years ago, and then it is said to have receded. The water basically drained out of the St. Lawrence River into the ocean about 8,000 or 9,000 years ago.
Cool.
Nice.
So wait a minute. This means that this could literally be Puff the Magic Dragon, who lived by the sea.
Yeah.
But is now landlocked. Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Crazy.
I think Rachel solved it. I'm gonna close the book on that one. All right, guys, that was the Dark Side Podcast.
Damn.
So the saltwater creatures that were there either died out or they adapted. And there's a little nice biology museum in Burlington called Lake
Sounds
museum.
Like adapted to me.
Yeah. So biologists have said that it is plausible that they are lost. And there are some holdovers from the Atlantic Ocean that currently exist there, like the salmon and the sturgeon.
Yep. The sturgeon is definitely one of them, for sure.
Yeah. Pretty sweet. And then there's the sound. In June of 2002, while searching for Champ, Elizabeth von Muggenthaler, she's an acoustician who records and studies animal sounds. She recorded an audio deep in the water
of
Lake Champlain.
Was this for the Discovery Channel?
This is for the Discovery Channel.
Mm, nice.
Yeah. I remember this episode.
Amazing.
I'll send you a link. You can watch it for free on YouTube.
Please.
Awesome.
Possibly not legally, but there it is. So the sound that she recorded in Lake Champlain was the unmistakable sound of echolocation. She recorded 10 minutes of it, and when she went to analyze it, they determined that the sound does not come from a known animal. Mm. No whale, no dolphin, but a uniquely evolved creature. And those are her words, uniquely evolved creature.
Well, that, plus it's such a small area compared to the oceans. So, I mean, it's easy to rule out local species.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think she said, because I was reading something about it too, or that she said that it's akin to a beluga sound or a whale sound, but it is unique in itself.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. So it is a uniquely evolved sound.
Yeah, and she in that video, she played that sound and the sound of a killer whale, and they were similar, but they were radically different.
Right.
Wow. Like
they, vocal tonality and then communications, exactly.
They served the same function. You could tell it was definitely echolocation, but it was just a different sound entirely.
Yeah.
So she also said that the creature uses echolocation and has an advanced brain like a killer whale. And we know those guys are smart.
They're some of the smartest creatures in the ocean. Well, the smartest creature in the ocean.
Yeah.
Outside of octopus.
Octopus.
So,
I'm sorry.
I'm telling you, this squid. So,
you're the straightest gay guy I know, dude. Giggle at puss.
Or maybe it's cocktopus.
Oh, yeah.
That would be
amazing. Go on, John.
So, plesiosaurs are not thought to have used echolocation. But it has had plenty of time to adapt. Mm-hmm. The plesiosaur has been presumed extinct for 65 million years.
Plesiosaur.
Now, how do they know that they didn't previously use echolocation?
I don't know.
I had to have been through skeletal...
They got a tiny little horse head.
Well, I mean, through the skeletal history of them, they would have known whether they had a...
looks like a giant snake.
Dolphins have a dome in their skull for echolocation.
Okay.
And if this creature doesn't have a very similar, I mean, but they could have probably.
They could be wrong too. Could be very right.
Yeah,
how did they know? They weren't there 65 million years ago.
Yeah,
it's true.
Got to go back in time and record some plesiosaurs. I
mean, and maybe it's more of a telepathic communication than
just a very early adaptation.
Trying to call somewhere else,
where they don't even recognize it in the skull.
Right.
Or like that blind guy who rides his bicycle around and makes a lot of clicking
noises.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy's really cool. Yeah. He uses that. He taught himself echolocation.
Wow.
Yep.
And he just hears it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
That's awesome.
All right. Anyway, so scientists at the Leahy Center on Lake Champlain, that was the place I was talking about, say that there would need to be at least 50 of these individuals to maintain a viable population.
Interesting.
Wow.
One of the problems is we don't really have any bones or physical evidence of the existence of a plesiosaur.
What if they bury their own?
Oh, it's true. Elephants. Like elephants. Yeah. Like a little graveyard.
Yeah, I mean, if they've got houses and places to live in this 400-foot, maybe they have their own special little graveyards.
Oh, they're probably into cremation because they don't want to, like, pollute the land or whatever.
Maybe.
Yeah, they're more pagan than they are Christian.
Right. So the other problem
wasting
is...
wasting land with dead bodies.
Yeah, you can't do it.
Yeah.
At least put golf courses there.
Yeah, right? Really, at least.
Then there's the photograph itself. The area the photograph was taken is thought to be in the north part of the lake and is said to be only 14 or 15 feet deep. What's funny about that little piece of skepticism is that nobody really knows where this is. So they're like, yeah, it's this bay or this bay or that bay. But they're all pretty shallow. And then there's the skeptical inquirer. You'll never guess what they are. They're quite skeptical.
and they inquire about things.
They do inquire.
With skepticism.
Yeah. So there's a lovely bald man that was in the video, and I read his article. The skeptical inquirer says that the photograph does not have anything that is to scale. If you look at it again, you'll see that it's just the alleged sea monster and a blue lake.
Yeah,
and that's all they have.
That's how it works, though, on lakes.
It sure is. So there wasn't a conveniently placed boat or anything in the background. So Manus reported that the creature, Mancy reported that the creature was 8 to 16 feet long and 6 feet out of the water. But many have reviewed the photo. One scientist actually noted that based on the wave height, the creature was 60 to 80 feet long.
Hmm.
Some experts agree with Mancy, and all have noted that if this was a hoax, as I've said before... there is something solid in the picture, but you know, again, you can't really draw a conclusion from a lack of knowledge. Mm-hmm. I saw something. I don't know what it is. It must be a lake monster.
Yeah.
The hypothesis from the skeptical inquirer is, of course, that it is a floating log or debris from the lake.
Floating log or debris.
Yes.
That does not look like a floating log.
Well, wasn't Loch Ness a floating log, too?
Sure. They all are. Everything's a floating log.
It does not look like a floating log.
It's looking at something.
It looks organic.
It's looking at something.
Yeah, it is very organic.
Whether it's a giant eel.
Yeah, I believe former President George Bush was a floating log.
Oh, yeah. I agree on that one.
Like in a toilet? Is that what you mean?
Are you talking about Junior?
Are you whatever. Dick Cheney 1 or 2. So anyway, I'm also going to go back to Champlain. I kicked this thing off talking about Champlain's description.
Hear he. This might not have happened.
Yeah. Dateline, 1609. So Champlain's description from his own book is...
Oh, there's a book?
Oh, he had many journals as he mapped this lake.
Oh, hell yeah.
It goes...
They were translated, by the way, so there could have been mistranslations.
Sure. Yeah, on and around, all the same word in ancient Hebrew.
Right.
He was... You know, writing in 1609, we probably know how to translate that.
Mm-hmm.
So Champlain wrote, and I quote, "There is also a great abundance of many species of fish. Among others, there is one called by natives, and I'm going to murder this, Chausseru, which is of various lengths. But the largest of them, as these tribes have told me, are from 8 to 10 feet long. I have seen some 5 feet long, which were as big as my thigh and had a head as large as my two fists, with a snout two feet and a half long, and a double row of very sharp, dangerous teeth. Its body has a good deal the shape of the pike, but it is protected by scales of a silvery gray color, and so strong that a dagger could not pierce them."
So there's other giant sea creatures in this lake as well. That's very interesting.
The gar pike.
He is describing a sturgeon.
A sturgeon.
Wow.
Yeah. Which is a ancient fish with... And it gets huge, especially back then when they weren't being predated or caught.
Oh.
They could get up to like 20 feet.
Holy crap.
And it's just hard scales all the way down its back. Yeah, and spikes everywhere.
The beauty of the sturgeon is they don't stop growing.
Mm-hmm.
No, they could live for hundreds of years like sharks.
Damn.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. So.
The Chimurferu.
That's cray cray.
Sharafu.
I said Chausseru. So Chausseru, I'm not all that great on the
French
the native languages.
I'm bad.
That's the French translation of the native language.
The French translation of the native languages make it even harder. Yeah. And it's a French Canadian translation of the English language. Je ne parle pas français, je suis désolé. I don't speak French, I'm sorry.
Sound good though.
Yeah, thanks. Pat, there's two guys, Pat and Tom Manley. There were Pat and Tom Manley. They're so manly.
Hey.
Hell yeah.
Hi, guys.
Hey, guys.
So they were mapping the lake, and they found a deep, deep channel. They found 70 shipwrecks.
What?
But they did not find Champ.
70 shipwrecks.
Yeah, 70 shipwrecks.
It's a long river, a lake, and you got to figure at some point that there's a current in it. And
yeah,
there's
two countries and two states.
There were lots of water battles on the
I bet.
So
the American Revolution was fought on Champlain.
You know, a lot of skepticism, but I want to bring this back around. In 2006, the giant squid was a cryptid until it became real.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's
very true.
And earlier, the coelacanth, thought to be extinct for millennia, was found off the coast of Africa.
In like 1950s, I think, or was it 70s?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
So
wasn't there something recently? I forget what type of
goblin shark or something
like that. Yeah, it's a very recent discovery.
I saw a video of a fish with teeth.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane. Like, human teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gross. I don't like that.
It was big, too, and ugh.
Ugh. So, my question for you guys, is this a sturgeon, a plesiosaur, or just debris?
It's Puff the Magic fucking Dragon.
It's Puff the Magic Dragon. Regardless, the townspeople of Port Henry, New York, have declared Lake Champlain a sanctuary for Champ, and officials have issued a public decree forbidding anyone to harm, capture, or otherwise destroy Champ.
I think I think there's a similar decree on Lake Ness.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. It can be approached. It can be caressed, but it cannot be harmed.
No.
And in 1982, Champ was put on the endangered species list.
Awesome.
Aww. That's awesome.
Let's see here. Here's a little fun fact about this. So, Champ became more prominent after the team was the Vermont Lake Monsters was a minor league baseball team.
Nice.
But this is like talking about how Champ has basically brought tons of tourists to the lake.
Oh my god,
it does. Millions of dollars.
Oh, shot glasses, t-shirts, you get a little stuffed champs.
So what is it?
Coffee cup.
Champ became more prominent after the team, which was the Vermont Lake Monsters, renamed from the Vermont Expos to the Vermont Lake Monsters following the 2005 season. Champ had been primarily attraction of the new Penn League affiliate. So basically what they did is just, they're like, Champ is our mascot, and then it just brought in a fuck ton of people in 2005.
Yeah. Do they play the Hartford Yard Goats?
They probably do play the Hartford Yard
Goats. Go Yard Goats.
Oh my god.
So yeah, as you noted, a lot of this came from the video Monster Quest. That was more like tourism. And then there was the Discovery Channel video, which is escaping me because my computer's acting like a dork. Right. But yeah, I definitely recommend checking those out. We're gonna have some links to some of the some other hard-hitting news sites that I went to, like Cryptomundo.
Oh, yeah.
And visit Cryptoville in the LakeChampainRegion.com.
Yeah. I'll make sure I provide all of them.
Yeah, definitely will.
So check those out. Definitely check out that photo. It's pretty interesting.
Champ, oh, my
God. Champ.
It's
our Loch Ness.
It is more. It should be more famous than Loch Ness because it's a better photograph.
Mm-hmm.
And this photograph has not been proven to be fake.
It's crystal clear.
It's true. Johnny, thank you. That was awesome, man.
Yeah, you're welcome. Little water horse.
I'm really, you know,
I loved
really excited about our own personal Loch Ness here in America.
Right.
It's awesome. All right, guys, that was Diving Deeper into the Darker Side, Champ Edition.
Nice.
5 stars.
Hell yeah.
Speaking of 5 stars, please rate and like this page and
please
comment and
Facebook.
You know,
review.
Give us the 5 stars on Apple.
Facebook, iTunes, Podbean.
All right, guys. Well, this is our next segment that we like to call Getting Lost in the Forest.
Hell yeah.
Forest? What did you get for us this week?
So, according to on May 3rd.
My birthday.
Oh.
My birthday.
Nice. Try that.
Yeah, a horrible piece of legislation.
Went through on...
unfortunately, my birthday.
On Dave's birthday. Fucking hey. Sorry, Dave.
Happy birthday, fucker.
I'm sorry to you.
Kansas bill allowing religious adoption groups to refuse LGBT couples will become law. In Topeka, Kansas, a bill that ensures faith-based adoption agencies can turn away gay and lesbian couples based on religious beliefs will be signed into law by Governor Jeff Collier. If that's how you say his
so
name.
If that is his real name.
If that is his real name.
That's his real name. Kansas lawmakers passed the legislation after an intense debate early Friday. There should be no debate whatsoever anyway. One suggested the need for the legislation proves the existence of the homosexual agenda, while another said the bill judges people.
Yeah.
No shit, really?
Right.
The Senate approved the bill 24-15 at 1:51 a.m. Friday, after the House passed it Thursday night 63-58.
Wow.
Yep.
And Forrest, you have a list of the people in this state who voted for it?
I do, and...
Yeah, and you'll create a link
to there's that. A large list, although there's no Democrats that have voted in favor of this.
You don't say.
You don't say.
Interesting.
Yeah, Flores will provide a link for those in
hell
that
yeah.
state if you are listening in your state, just to, so you know who voted for this.
Fuck yeah, and hell yeah. So keep in mind, Darker Siders, religious adoption bills are now finally being passed that have been in the works under the Obama administration and before, and was obviously going to make its way to a vote with Tweeter Trump. Despite religious legislation being forced under the Obama administration due to full GOP control, or GOP control, however the fuck you said. I'm just going to say GOP because I don't give a fuck about them anymore. control, even though now the GOP is having trouble working with Trump, even though it's a majority red support. Makes absolutely no sense, you know? I tell myself all the time, and friends and family tell me this too, that at least you're up in the North, where equal rights is never an issue, and the LGBT plus there can just move up north. Well, you know what? My answer to that is, it's not that fucking easy.
It's really not.
Easier said than done, everybody.
Take
and discrimination
your whole
family, is everywhere.
Everything.
Yeah.
And just move somewhere where it's accepted. It's not that easy.
No, even Mass is very mixed. Mass has people who hate gays. So is Connecticut, New York, everywhere. You know, it's just more.
We're far more liberal up here.
Well, which
is a good thing for everyone.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Over 50 years ago, America has fought to have freedom from religion and separation of church and state and government. So why does the Republican Party repeatedly try to pass religious legislation that affects actual hardworking, taxpaying American citizens? Why haven't the GOP been prosecuted yet? They prosecuted Mark Zuckerberg in a heartbeat for such a small crime, and the administration made a complete fool of themselves. I mean, have you guys seen the video?
Oh, yes.
They, like, they spent an hour just asking him, like,
how does Facebook work?
Can,
what do you do with it again?
Can you control whatever people post and all this stuff? I'm just like, really? And Mark would answer back with a straight face. Yeah. And I'm just like, you go, Mark. You know, like, you go for looking way higher than these guys. And
Ganja higher?
Yes. Yes, the millions of LGBT plus in this country are American, too. Some of you may not like to know that some fag is out there telling people what to do and makes more money than you. But newsflash, everyone, 1/5 of the U.S. identifies as LGBT or supports LGBT rights. Yeah. 1 in 5. And according to Pewform.org, based on a 2017 poll, majority of Americans, 62%, support same-sex marriage, while 32% oppose it.
Pew, pew. Pew, 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 pew.
I like that. Pew, pew. We're not going anywhere unless Trump and the alt-right takes us away, which, who knows? You never know nowadays. Who the fuck knows? Love the technology you're listening on your, love the technology you're listening on our podcast on. Your preferred fast food joint, going out clubbing or bar hopping and drinking. Your car, like going to your job so you can pay bills and kind of afford to live. Clothes you're wearing, shoes, internet, cell LTE connection. Well, guess what? Most of these things are created by a collaboration of Americans, including those who identify as LGBT.
Absolutely, 100%.
Yep.
So for it to be 2018 and LGBT plus Americans to still be technically second-class citizens under the law is inexcusable and downright embarrassing.
Agreed.
We're not going anywhere, and if you don't like that, then move to a more radicalized country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of America. Go to Russia.
There's plenty of them. And, as long as I live, I'll never pay taxes and live in a state that doesn't support me on a state level and kick me while I'm down with religious legislation and lack of protections. Pray to the gay Jesus. That's what I say.
Nice.
Pray to the gay Jesus. Amen.
Gay Jesus.
Can I get a gay man?
Some people might call me a radical, but I don't fucking care.
No, you speak for quite a few people on this planet. And if you don't like what we got to say, send us a comment on our Facebook. Everybody, whatever.
Or get the fuck out of our podcast, one or the other.
Either way. Peace and love. That's what we're asking for. We're asking for everybody to just fucking be okay with everybody. And if you're not... just fucking deal with it.
We're all skeleton and bones here.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you don't like the way we think, fuck you. That's what I say. From my heart, with love.
I love that.
Fuck you with love.
Fuck you with love.
Fuck all you haters.
Thank you so much for getting us lost in the forest again, as always.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Well, we actually have a new segment, and this is going to be a permanent segment going forward, just as long as we get this.
Hell yeah.
We're calling out to all metal and rock bands out there, unsigned. And if you're signed, we just need your permission, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
Send us your heavy metal or hard rock songs that deal with some of the topics that we discuss here.
Yep.
Murder, cryptids, UFOs, dark shit, depravity of the human soul. Send them to our The Darker Side Podcast at Gmail with a track, a little bio, and just permission to use your track.
And your tasty riffs and your hot licks and your bass drops and drum solos and your blast beats.
Hell yeah.
Send us Satan, send us love, send us just
Satan, devil.
Yeah, so that we can showcase your band and your song.
Fuck yeah.
In a segment I'm going to call, or we are going to call, dun, sorry dun, about dun. That. Dun, dun, dun. The Darker Side Metal Showcase.
Fuck yeah. Darker Side Metal Showcase.
The first band that we are going to showcase is a band called Lussis. Now, Lussis. I actually looked up the Latin pronunciation of it, and a nice Italian fellow pronounced it for me, and he was like, Lussis.
Lussis.
And then I heard Lussis. It again, and it was Lussis. So it's Lussis.
Hell yeah.
Sounds, and, good.
You know, and just looking into the name.
I'm extremely excited. I mean, I have to say, coming from, you know, an LGBT background.
You know? Yeah. No, Lussis is supposedly the person who, or creature or god that was a companion to Bacchus.
Fuck yeah.
If you don't know what that is, look it up, because it's pretty badass.
Hell yeah.
So Lussis has been terrorizing the village of Framingham, Massachusetts since September 2017 with dark, eccentric looks and electric stage presence, a lead singer that goes from operatic vibratos to haunting screams in a split second. While flipping her incredibly long hair, she claims it isn't a wig. Guitars louder and heavier than most people are accustomed to.
Oh, I'm excited.
They apologize in advance. And a cat for a drummer. You read that right. A cat. Yeah. They've managed to play some of the best venues in New England in just a short amount of time. They may look spooky on stage, but they are very approachable. The first song for the Darker Side Metal Showcase is called Jet Black Pope. Get into it, Darker Siders. All right, guys. Well, that was Jet Black Pope by Lussis.
Fuck yeah.
From Framingham, Massachusetts.
Fucking nice. Metal.
That was pretty fucking cool, huh?
Nice. Yeah, I loved it.
Cat blast beats, man.
Cat blast beats. That was awesome. The cat was rocking that drum sound.
Oh, hell yeah.
I love the album art,
yeah,
too.
As a vocalist, I really enjoy the vocalist range in that song. The screams, the singing, the cleans were great. You said something about it while we were listening to it. What did you say, John? It reminded you of...
Just good old-fashioned New England metal, man.
Hell
like,
yeah.
Like, look, Seven sweet. Dust as I lay dying, like all that shit.
Yeah, man, just fantastic. Sweet solos, sweet breakdowns at the end. It was
I loved all of it.
And the bass player is harsh. You get no credit, but I love you.
Horns up for Lussis.
Fuck yeah.
I enjoyed it very much.
Really enjoyed that song. Thank you guys for submitting that song. And we're Thank very you. Happy to showcase you guys.
Makes me want to run.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I just want to blast it and just fucking go.
And
just
run and take run off. And run.
Hell yeah.
Like Forrest Gump.
I might do that later.
All right, Lussis, keep blasting for Satan, man. That was Please. Fucking Hell yeah. badass. That was
Hail Satan.
Fucking awesome. Thank you guys so much. We will drop links for all the band on our everything.
Oh, yeah.
Every post that we make, there'll be links for those guys. Check them out on what they got. I think their Facebook page, their...
YouTube. And we'll post on our Podbean and stuff.
Yeah, we'll post that on there. But also, you can find those guys on Spotify and I think Apple Music as well.
Hell, yeah.
So, you know, support those guys, honestly. You
support
know,
the support shit
them,
out of
support
them.
All right, guys. Well, that was the Darker Side Podcast. I am David. As always, you can find me on Facebook at David Pottle. That's Bottle with a P, P-O-T-T-L-E. You can find my band at Frenemy Providence on the Facebooks and Twitters and the Instagrams and all that other wonderful stuff. Please, guys, as we've asked you 1,000 times, if you're listening to us on iTunes and you're listening to us on Google Play, etc., if there is a site that you're listening to us, rate it.
Please.
Please rate it. Whether you love it or not.
Even on Patreon, you can.
2-second blurb. You know, 5 words. I love this. Podcast.
Yep.
FNA, yeah. 5 stars. Do it.
Love it, hate it, rate it.
Repeat.
Exactly. Repeat. And again, I'm David Pottle, and thank you guys for coming to the Darker Side Podcast. Rachel, what you got?
I am Rachel Pottle, wife of David, for those who do not know.
She is also her own human being.
She's I am also my own human being.
She's right. not my property. we coexist as a legal union.
You can find me on Facebook, Rachel Gordon Pottle. You can also follow me on Snapchat.
Snapchat.
I would love Hell to get yeah. your snaps. My thing. What is it? Username. Sorry.
Yep.
DRP49532. I'd love to see it.
Where nice. I'm Forrest. You can find me on Facebook, Forrest Films. YouTube, I'm on Instagram, I'm on a, you know, I work for a radio station, you know, you can find our podcast.
What's your radio station for us?
WINY.
There you go.
WINY Radio.
Let them know where they can Hell find yeah. you on Saturday
you can,
mornings.
You can Facebook it.
3 in the morning.
Yeah, 5 in the fucking morning. It's an interesting job.
Good.
You know, you can find us on, you know, everywhere pretty much, iTunes, Podbean, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, even YouTube, Patreon. You can even listen to our uploads on Patreon. I'm going to keep uploading them.
Uh-huh.
Got to do some tonight.
Yeah.
And yeah, so please follow us, rate us. Please, we need ratings and shares and comments, please.
Pew, 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 pew,
pew, pew.
Johnny.
So I'm Herman Brow at all the stuff, but the specifically the Instagram. You can hit me up there. Send me pictures of your dogs and your lake monsters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Herman.
No dick pics.
No dick pics unless it's a man named Dick. this is my Uncle Dick. He's washing his 72 Chevelle. I'm also on the Facebook. I think it's Herman Brow, but Herman with the number 3 instead of the E, because I got crazy back in the anonymous nice. Days of the internet. But yeah, hit me up and love us on all the places where you're hearing our voices. We love you right back. So let us know what you want to hear and what you like and what you think, what you're eating out there and all that good stuff.
And guys, we'd like to thank you. We are
thank you
at literally 4,600. Likes on Facebook.
Woo!
Just, wow.
Thank you all.
Seriously, like and share. Share this page, everybody.
Please.
Get us to 5.
And we, Hell yeah.
And if we do, I don't know, maybe we'll do something special for you.
Ooh. We'll see.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah. I think Forrest has enough material to give us a special episode.
Oh, fuck yeah.
All right, guys. This has been the Darker Side Podcast. Please come back.
Please.
The Darker Side Podcast.
Darker
the
Side.
Darker Side.
Darker Side?
Dick.